Good morning. Impromptu street celebrations erupted across Spain as the clock struck midnight on Saturday night when a six-month-long national state of emergency ended and many nighttime curfews were lifted. In Madrid, police had to usher revelers out of the central Puerta del Sol square where scenes of unmasked dancing and group singing took place. Teenagers and young adults also poured into central squares and beaches of Barcelona to mark the relaxation of restrictions. With the end of the state of emergency, bans on travelling across regions have also been lifted and many curbs on social gatherings were relaxed. Only four of the country's 19 regions and autonomous cities are keeping curfews in place. In spite of criticism from some regional chiefs and opposition figures, the government refused to extend the state of emergency, which provided a legal umbrella to enact sweeping anti-COVID-19 measures restricting fundamental freedoms. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said existing regulations should be enough to respond to outbreaks at the regional level as the rollout of vaccines is speeding up. Spain's number of new coronavirus infections in the past 14 days fell on Friday to 198 new cases per 100,000 residents, although the central Madrid and northern Basque regions have more than twice that rate. Hospital occupation levels remain high, however, with more than one in five intensive care beds in the country treating COVID-19 patients. A British man has died after crashing into the sea in his light aircraft. The 66-year-old man was killed instantly after his plane plunged into the water soon after it took off from a small aerodrome in Murcia called Aero Club Titania. The British man, named locally as Paul Lowry, was 66, is said to have lost control of his plane and crashed off Descargocar Beach close to the naval port city of Cartagena. The fatal accident happened at around 11:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Unconfirmed local reports said the dead man crashed in thick fog. Locals practicing water sports, including a canoeist, pulled his body from the sea and a pleasure boat took it to the nearby port. An investigation into the tragedy is now underway pending an autopsy. Another pilot who left the aerodrome shortly beforehand is understood to have complained about low clouds. Meanwhile, a second plane has crashed onto train tracks in Barcelona. The pilot has been injured but not in a serious condition. Reports from various emergency services said a woman was being treated at the scene. And thousands of Valencia Football Club fans gathered outside the team's Mestalla Stadium to protest against Singaporean owner Peter Lim on Saturday. Supporters of the club called for the wealthy businessman to sell his shares and leave the club he has owned since 2014. The fans, who displayed banners saying the future is ours, have been upset by recent comments by Mr. Lim that belittle the supporters and downplay their importance. Valencia fans have been unhappy with Lim's administration and often accuse him of running the club solely as a business. The football club sits 14th in the 20-team La Liga, 6 points above the relegation zone. That's the latest in TRE. I'm Bob James.